Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook where the eye captures the moment. And it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out alabamathebeautifulmagazine.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Hello, this is Ethan Lybrand, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. I'm the NBA National Ambassador, and to show your support to kids like me, go to NBA.org.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White. Do something good
today. Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today. I reached out to Angels in Disguise and wanted to share about a special 3-2-1 challenge that's taking place as we are helping children with Down syndrome who are orphans that were moved from Ukraine to Poland. And to do that, I've connected with the founders of Angels in Disguise, Mike and Penny Mahalik. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Mike and Penny.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us, Mark.
Glad to have you both. And I just want to say at the beginning, I appreciate the great work that you're doing. I started learning more about your organization and the enormous family that you have, Mike and Penny.
Yes. It's kind of taken on a life of its own. We have 16 children, 6 biological, and then we've adopted 10 other children, most with special needs and Down syndrome.
Where does this passion for Down syndrome come from?
My husband's history, I think. He grew up next to his uncle, Ray, who had Down syndrome. And Ray was one of 14 children that his grandmother had. And Uncle Ray was just such a joy and such a positive person to be around that, you know, we loved him. And from that moment, my husband and I thought, you know, someday we'd like to adopt a child with Down syndrome. And so anyway, as God would have it, we would go on in our marriage and conceive a child with Down syndrome. And then when we had her, we learned what was happening to these kiddos and how horrific it was with the prenatal diagnosis and testing, how many of these children were aborted. So we decided at that point to start the charity, Angels in Disguise, on our daughter Elena on her first birthday.
And how many families have benefited through Angels in Disguise as far as the number of children that have been placed into forever homes?
So what turned out as a celebration for Elena's birthday, we've now helped with 132 adoptions from 14 different countries. And kind of in our heart most right now, we've helped 31 children, orphans with Down syndrome, be adopted from Ukraine since 2015.
And as we're talking, I'm thinking about the type of individual that would come to Angels in Disguise and say, I would like to have a child with Down syndrome. How does that come about for most of these families to take that step to want to adopt these special children?
So we've kind of connected in different cities and try to do the concerts you were talking about. We always do a Christmas concert in various cities and just fundraisers. So it's mainly word of mouth in the community. And then I think the people life's about relationships. Once you're around children with Down syndrome or adults, they just have so much love that I think people just reach out. But until it doesn't affect you until it affects you. But once you're around individuals with Down syndrome, they just feel your heart and give the world what it needs most right now, in my opinion, which is more love. Teach us how to be truly human.
And Mike and Penny, I've covered the subject of Down syndrome many times through the Mark White Show, and so many families that I have made contact with, they had no prior connection to Down syndrome that they knew of until they had a child that was born with Down syndrome. And of course, that came with a lot of questions and it came with a lot of challenges. But all of the families that have been in this with the child for many years now, they look back and look at it as a blessing. What they thought was a problem, it changed their life for the better.
Right. But the danger is, because so many have been removed from our society and because there's not that lived experience, a couple can enter into fear. And a lot of it can be medically induced fear where, you know, the medical community, sometimes the description even of these children is not necessarily, you know, positive about their characteristics and traits. And so a lot can be, choices can be made a lot based on fear rather than experience. And so I think some obviously must go on to regret some decisions made based on that. But so we need these children in society. We need people to have lived experience and rub shoulders with people with Down syndrome. Another thing my husband and I did was started a Catholic school that incorporates typical children and children with Down syndrome so that those kids would have that experience. So we've helped 132 families adopt children, but we've helped countless families, God has through us, experience the love and the joy of people with Down syndrome and view it as a gift.
Yes, and that is something that Sarah Hamilton talked about quite a bit when we talked about the gift of Down syndrome, and that's something that is a major statement for Angels in Disguise.
Yes, it's all about our slogan is celebrating the gift of Down syndrome, viewing these children as a gift, and they truly are. It's not something we're making up. It's something that's real. It's a gift to the family. It's a gift to the community. And a gift to the world. The things that they bring that are so, so necessary. So we're not just producers and performance-based people, but human beings with a heart and a soul. And it changes things. Focusing on the little things, seeing the joy in small things and small victories, I think is irreplaceable.
Yeah, no, I would agree with Penny. We're not downplaying the challenges that are there, but we're not focusing on the challenge or the negative. I don't want to be identified as a fat guy, and I don't think it's fair for these kids to be defined by a diagnosis rather than who they are and the love that they bring.
As we think about victories, and I think about doing what's doable, right now a lot of people are very concerned about what is happening when it comes to Ukraine, and there have been many people who have been moved to Poland. And while we are concerned about the big picture, there are so many things that we can do as a people to help individuals. And when somebody looks at the massive situation that's going on between Russia and Ukraine right now, they may think, well, there's nothing I can do. Well, actually, there are some things that you can do. And Angels in Disguise has made it easier for people to take that step to do something. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, the 3-2-1 challenge today is, like you said, March 21st, the World Down Syndrome Day. So we wanted to play on the 3-2-1. My son Anthony kind of came up with the idea: let's take 321 hours, 2 weeks, to help the orphans in the Ukraine. Anthony was one of our adopted children that we adopted from Kazakhstan in 2004, so it kind of hit him close to home. We've adopted 4 children, Penny and myself, 3 children with Down syndrome from Poland. We had a lot of connections, a lot of relationships, and when you're seeing the television news and they're just, you know, coming in, I'm like, Penny, we should be on the border. We got to help. We got to do something. We got to get there. So we couldn't be there right now. So the next best thing is making the connections, earmarking the money in any war. It's always the little ones, the innocent ones. It's too easy to forget these kids, and there's no one to advocate them. So it's a miracle that they've even got as far as they have. And now how do we help them survive until hopefully they can be adopted? But I can't even imagine what is going on in their mind right now as they see their whole world fall apart around them. So it was just kind of, all right, how do we help? And so the 3-2-1 challenge is what we came up with.
How is it going so far?
Going well, but like anything else, it can always go better because, you know, the sky's the limit is the amount of money that we could raise to help as many as possible. And I would dare say that 95 cents or 97 cents of every dollar given to the charity goes directly to the charity because we are in borrowed space. You know, that doesn't cost us anything. We try to run it very frugally, very frugally, so that we can put the money where it needs to go and help the children. And these children were suffering in the Ukraine long before the war.
Yes.
So these children are, I'm sure, greatly, greatly, greatly suffering. And we'll find, you know, now even more so. So, you know, we've had families that just came home. Our most recent adoptions just came from the Ukraine. And some of those children were in very, very, very dire conditions. So the need is great. The need is great.
Yes, we've been overwhelmed with the generosity so far. And then we just hopefully that it'll gain steam from the awareness that you're giving us on the radio and across the country. And then it's just kind of word of mouth on social media. But yes, we've been overwhelmed with the generosity.
And what we hope, Mike and Penny, is that one network leads to the other. So Angels in Disguise has a network of people that can help spread the word. The Mark White Show has a network of people that can help spread the word. And then someone who's listening also has a network of people, and we continue to roll that ball down the hill and let that snowball grow so that this effort is recognized across the country and the world.
Exactly. Exactly.
Amen.
Exactly. And that's what that's one of our points in Angels in Disguise is cares. And why do we do this? Because we all care. We care enough to stand up for the underdog and to, you know, fight for that person that deserves the dignity of a decent human life. So we have to care. And I think there are a lot of people who have big hearts who do care.
I was telling one of my best friends last night that there's absolutely no reason that the 3-2-1 challenge shouldn't be known across the world right now. And the word being spread is so important. And we do want to hit that home that people who are listening right now, they have as much ability to share and to get the word out as you do and I do. We're just regular people just trying to make a difference, and that's all of us. And when we take our combined abilities to move this forward, it certainly can become a very big deal for these young people who were already going through some major challenges in a difficult place, and now their lives have become more difficult and more challenging now that they have been uprooted from their home in Ukraine and moved to Poland.
Exactly.
Yeah, we would we thank you, Mark, and if your listeners reach out, and like you said, it's just that ripple effect. So if they go to angelsindisguise.net, to the 3-2-1 challenge. That would be awesome. And I think the interesting thing when we do this, when we've adopted people, like, you're doing such good work for these kids, no matter how beat down they are and they're moved to another country, the people that are around them, the people that are adopting them, the people that would dig into their pockets and help them, they give you so much more back than we'll ever be able to give them. And I feel like I keep going back there, but the world doesn't really know what true love is, and these kids just have the ability to love much deeper than you or I would argue. Whatever they teach us how to love. So we might have the intellect, we might have the financial resources to help them, but if given the chance, they help us so far more because they teach the heart. They're teachers of the heart. They teach us what it means just to be alive. And God, let's hope that they continue to be alive and we don't lose too many of these kids through the cracks of the war.
Let me ask you this, Mike and Penny, for someone who's listening right now who may be interested in the adoption process and going this route, what is the first step to do this and the next steps that follow?
Going to our website, we have, you can get applications at angelsindisguise.net. You can get applications, fill those out, and apply. We have grants that are available to families. A lot of our kids, a lot of our families go through Reese's Rainbow Adoption Agency. They handle a lot. They've helped a lot of people adopt children with special needs. For Angels in Disguise, it has to be a child with Down syndrome, obviously. And they fill out the applications, and we try to help as many families as possible to make it happen, because oftentimes the one thing that slows people down or stops them is the financial cost of adopting these children, whether it's domestically or internationally. So Angels in Disguise is here to help families. We've helped families, children in Africa have their hearts repaired through our Help Heal Broken Hearts campaign through Angels in Disguise. We help the Dr. Jerome Lejeune Foundation and research to help people with Down syndrome. We do a lot of things. We're supportive of any charity that takes care of people with Down syndrome. We help take care of them as well. So the first step would be to get an application.
And I think to follow up with Penny, and if adoption isn't your calling, if you own a business, if you're a pastor, if you have a church group that wants to, hey, let's do a car wash, let's do a lemonade stand, let's put a jar on your front counter of your business, if you have the opportunity. We have a lot of groups through our Halo campaign. We'll raise $10,000, $20,000, $30,000. They'll do golf scrambles, they'll do bigger events. But a lot of times, Sarah Hamilton will know, we try to, all the money that comes in, we try to spend it, but sometimes it's been slower with the pandemic the last couple of years. But before that, once the word gets out and people see this, we almost run out of funding, because we try to fund as many families as we can. So in addition to a prospective adoptive families, just don't downplay, hey, how can I help? How can we raise money for this effort in any city, any little town in the United States or beyond?
To hit this home, we are going from this conversation with you and Penny, Mike, to a conversation with Carolyn Palm, who was able to complete her adoption on Vlad from Ukraine just before Christmas last year. And we're so thankful that window of opportunity was open for her to be able to do this, to complete the adoption. And I want her story to resonate with people who are listening to decide what role they play in this, because everybody that's listening, whether they are in the situation where they want to adopt, or they're in a situation where they simply want to help by giving and donating, volunteering, those type of things, there is a place for everyone. And I want Carolyn to be able to share about her adoption process and the success that she's had being able to adopt Vlad from Ukraine. And I again want to say, Mike and Penny, I appreciate your work there with Angels in Disguise. And I'm so glad that you could join me today here on World Down Syndrome Day to bring awareness to this very special effort in honor of your Uncle Ray.
Her Uncle Ray, and if I could put a little shout out, we, one of the little boys we adopted from Poland, Max, he kind of plays a big part in what we do. We have a Live Life to the Max campaign. He had pulmonary arterial hypertension when he was born. A lot of the kids with Down syndrome do. So he was only with us for a short time, but in that short time, he passed away one day before his eighth birthday. But the joy that he brought and the inspiration that he gives to everybody that hears his story kind of puts a real face on what we're doing. And the Palm story is incredible because it's so touching. And the coordinator they used, I'm sure Carolyn will touch base, lost his life on the first Saturday of the war. He was killed by a sniper in the town that they were. And I'll finish up here. We also have a little girl named Alice with Down syndrome. She was fully funded. We had given a grant to a family in Arizona, and the window just closed. So little Alice is somewhere. We're not sure where, but there's a family in Arizona that would wish desperately to be able to bring her home. And that's kind of where else. There's a lot more Alice's out there, and we pray that Max is helping us from his seat in heaven also.
Absolutely. And I know that the Super Sox effort for World Down Syndrome Day went to support Brett's barn in honor of Max.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah. It's just, we don't like to reinvent the wheel. We just, when our daughter was born and we saw this, it's like we just try to reach out and cooperate with any other organization that's doing great work. So we met them at a golf scramble in Nashville, I think, that's a couple of years ago, or was that before the pandemic? So no, if there's any other groups that would like to partner with us, that want to celebrate the gift of Down syndrome, then yep, if we can harness all of our energy in that direction, that would make me very happy in honor of Max.
It would make us all happy, Mike and Penny. And I do want people to go to angelsindisguise.net, find out again where they can fit and make a difference in the lives of these special gifts, these young people, and change lives. We can all make a difference. And I encourage each and every one of you who are listening today to find a way to do this through Angels in Disguise. And thank you again, Mike and Penny, for joining me here on the Mark White Show today.
Thank you so much.
No, God bless you.
God bless you. That is Mike and Penny McCulloch. And we will have Carolyn Palm on the line with us here shortly. She adopted, just before Christmas, a young man named Vlad from Ukraine. I hope that you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I am your host, Mark White.
A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on The Mark White Show.
A little white house in the heart of town.
Hi, everybody. This is Doug Stone. And let me tell you something. Love grows best in little houses.
especially when you got the Mark White Show on.
Love grows best in houses just like this.
I had a 6 transistor when I was a kid. Under my pillow, I kept it hid. When the lights went out and no one could see, over the airwaves the world came to me. I'd go through the stations till I found a game. I knew how they played by the sounds of their names. The sluggers hit homers, those pitchers threw smoke, and I watched it all on my radio.
And we're back. You are listening to another edition of the Mark White Show on World Down Syndrome Day. I'm so glad that we can recognize angels in disguise on this particular show. And as I announced in the first segment, I was going to have Carolyn Palm on the line with me. Carolyn completed her adoption of Vlad from Ukraine just before Christmas last year. And I wanted Carolyn to share her experience, to talk about angels in disguise and the support she's received, and then the situation in Ukraine and these young people who desperately need our help. We talked about the 3-2-1 challenge, where you can help. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Carolyn Palm.
Hi.
So glad to have you, Carolyn. I appreciate the fact that you're taking time to join me here on the show to talk about angels in disguise and talk about your own adoption experience. So how was the experience for you when it came to adopting Vlad from Ukraine?
Oh, well, we chose to adopt from Ukraine. We already have a sizable family, and some countries will not permit families to adopt when they already have other children in the home. Ukraine did not have any limitations on family size, and so it was a good fit for us. We started the process in January of 2021, and we brought him home in December. So start to finish, it was less than one year.
How did you find angels in disguise? Where did they fit into this adoption journey?
Well, we already knew Mike and Penny Mihalik. My children attended Immaculata School in Louisville for one school year. And so we already knew the family. We knew of the organization. We had no dealings directly with the organization up to that point. But adoption is expensive. And so we started looking into grants and different fundraising things. And, of course, Angels in Disguise is a champion for children with Down syndrome that need to find their forever families. And we received a very generous grant from Angels in Disguise to assist with our adoption of little Vladislav.
So really, it was a no-brainer for you to go with Angels in Disguise to make this happen.
Yes, absolutely. There were several grant organizations, but Angels in Disguise is unique in that it focuses specifically on children with Down syndrome, which is what we felt called to do. And so, yes, that was the obvious choice for us to apply for that grant. We were very fortunate to receive it.
So, Carolyn, what led you to decide to adopt a child with Down syndrome?
Well, I will try to be concise in my answer. It's an interesting story how it all came about. We have one adopted son already, our son Jack. We adopted him as an infant domestically with private adoption. And we had him from when he was 6 days old, excuse me. He does not have Down syndrome or any other disabilities, but we always talked about adopting again. So he wouldn't be the only one in a large family who was adopted. Down syndrome was not even on our radar at that point, but my kids started to attend Immaculata School, and it's a unique Catholic school in that they do accept children who have Down syndrome, and all of the students in the classroom kind of come together and help with the children in their midst that have Down syndrome. They treat these children as family members, not as students who need special accommodations. So my children were getting to know other children with Down syndrome, and it was this amazing, powerful experience for them. In particular, we met little Max Mihalik, who passed away the year that my children were going to Immaculata School. At the same time, I gave birth to our daughter, Gemma, the same year, in November of 2019. And she was hospitalized with RSV at only 2 weeks old, It was very scary. She was in intensive care for a week. While I was at the hospital, that is when little Max Mihalik passed away, and I was there in the hospital with my own daughter, who was so tiny and struggling to breathe. One of the nurses at the hospital came in to check on my daughter, and while she was there, we started chatting. She told me about a baby in that same hospital who had Down syndrome and was getting a heart surgery very soon. She told me that he had been neglected and abused by his parents. They were not pleased that they had had a child with Down syndrome, and they treated him so poorly that at 3 months old, he was afraid when he heard another human voice, and he was taken away from his parents. Well, it broke my heart, and we were already thinking about adoption anyway. And that night, when my husband called to check on how our daughter was doing, I wanted to ask him how he felt about a Down syndrome adoption. Well, he had had a similar experience that very same day, speaking to his boss at work who has an adult son with Down syndrome. And so it was funny because it was on both of our minds, and he was the one who asked me first if I would consider adopting a child with Down syndrome. Well, that was the same day as little Max Mihalik's funeral. As all the world is mourning the loss of this beautiful little ray of sunshine, this little boy who could have died in an orphanage overseas and never would have touched so many lives. And at the same time, it's like he was touching our hearts on the day of his funeral, because we just felt like very powerfully called, this is what we want to do. We want this in our family. We want to share our home and our love and our family with a child with Down syndrome. So it took some time because we had a 2-week-old daughter who was very sick. We needed a bigger house. And so we just prayed that if it was meant to be, that God would bring it all about. And we started the process just almost exactly 1 year later and just brought our little Vladislav home.
In the last segment, Carolyn, Mike and Penny were sharing with me about a family in Arizona who were in the process of adoption and very close when the door closed from Ukraine because of the situation that's happening right now. Russia and Ukraine and so many children there have been moved to Poland. Right now, the 3-2-1 challenge is taking place, 321 hours that people can contribute to help the young people who were moved from Ukraine to Poland. And I know that that's something that you've been watching yourself, this effort that's taking place to try to help these young people.
Of course. Yes. It's not just a headline for us. These are friends. There are people we know there that we're worried about, that we're praying for, that we're trying to keep up with. So. Yeah.
And we certainly want people to go to angelsindisguise.net and give what they can. And if they can't donate, you know, we can always share. There are always ways that we can help spread the word. And as I said in the last segment, we all have a network of people. Every person that has social media and outside of social media that's listening to this program does have a network of people that they simply share the story. When I tell people, look, Angels in Disguise has this 3-2-1 challenge going on right now. There are young people who had to be moved from Ukraine to Poland, and I know that most people want to try to help right now, however they can. They feel like their hands are tied, but this is actually a way, a physical way, that you can help right now in this situation. And that's what I hope people will see, is that this is an opportunity to do something that's doable for the people of Ukraine.
And it's so crucial for those orphans. I mean, Ukraine is the poorest country in Europe. So these orphans were already operating on a very tight budget. Our Vladislav, when we first picked him up from the orphanage, he was very skinny. We came home and at 6 years old, he was lighter than our 2-year-old. He weighed less than our 2-year-old. He has this habit of regurgitating food because he was so very severely malnourished. And starving children, we've learned, will bring food up in order to swallow it again and fool themselves into thinking they're getting more nourishment. He also had excessive fur on his back. We didn't know what to make of it at first. He had all this hair on his back and on his legs. And what we discovered is that malnourished children, in the absence of body fat, will grow more body hair to keep themselves warm. And that's what was happening. In just 3 months since he's been home, he has gained 6 pounds. And he is losing the fur, and he has stopped regurgitating. So he's come a long way just in a short time home with a family. These kids really, they need all the support that we can give them right now, because if anything, their circumstances have gotten even more hectic and more needy.
That's wonderful news for Vlad. And I did want you to be able to share about your experience, because there are people listening that until they hear it from the mouth of a person who has gone through this process, who is living this experience of adoption through Ukraine, I'm not sure that it really hits home. I mean, I could say a lot of things, but I'm personally haven't had that experience. But to have you share, I think does make a difference and is making an impact on people who are listening.
I hope so. I mean, it was horrible to leave so many behind to see these children that were in need. And in particular, one young man who was a special friend of our little Vlad, who is still in that orphanage, probably sheltering in the basement right now. He was 14 and had Down syndrome, and he was such a sweet, sweet, precious boy. And I pray that someday he will find a forever family.
Well, Carolyn, it's been a real pleasure to have you here on the show to share about your experience, your adoption journey with Vlad. And I do wish your family well as you move forward.
Thank you.
And we're so hopeful for what's going on in Ukraine, that these families will be okay and that the doors will open back up for people to be able to have those adoptions happen and provide forever families to these children. It's so important. And right now, as the children have been moved from Ukraine to Poland, we do want people to be a part of the 3-2-1 challenge by going to angelsindisguise.net. So thank you again, Carolyn Palm, for joining me here on the Mark White Show today.
Thank you for having me.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month. Where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
Hi, I'm Elena Burt.
I'm Chandler Mordecai.
I'm Harper Howard.
And you're listening to The Mark White Show. Let's find a way to make a difference today.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
The Dependable Service Center.
You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
Folks, here on The Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers like Mike and Penny and Carolyn and Vlad and all these young people who need difference makers in their lives. And I hope that if this show is impacting you, that you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors, and let them know about The Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference, not only in our own country, but around the world. I want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram, and then go over and subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast, wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to a special edition of The Mark White Show on World Down Syndrome Day, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Who live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.